The wealth gap isn't just alarming, it's a crisis of power.
White women earn 79 cents, and Black women only 62 cents to a white man's dollar.
Women pay more for debt, invest less, and face greater poverty in retirement.
Despite being better investors and leaders, only a tiny fraction of women-owned businesses reach seven figures.
Why?
Because our society has systematically kept women from building wealth.
Money equals power. The power to leave toxic situations, advocate for causes you care about, and create meaningful change.
Rachel Rogers knows this firsthand.
She transformed from a law clerk earning $41,000 with a 480 credit score into the founder of a multi-million dollar business.
Her journey taught her that conventional financial advice for women is deeply flawed.
While we're told to stop buying lattes and cut expenses, Rogers advocates expanding income rather than contracting expenses.
When women have money, miracles happen. Research shows women invest 90% of their income back into families and communities, compared to only 35% for men.
That's why NGOs rebuilding after disasters invest in women first.
Look at philanthropists like Beyonce, Sarah Blakely, and Mackenzie Scott. Their wealth creates change that wouldn't be possible without serious money.
Six figures isn't enough anymore. Households earning $100,000 often have only 2% disposable income after basic expenses.
The goal should be at least $1 million in assets, or generating $1 million annually.
This isn't an impossible dream. It's achievable through building a business, investing in real estate, or trading stocks, regardless of your circumstances or background.
Money stories, narratives formed in childhood or absorbed from society, shape our financial beliefs. Common myths include money isn't important, masking income anxiety. Wealth requires grueling work, ignoring passive income. And I'm bad with money, despite women's proven investing success.
Every day, we choose between building wealth or staying stuck. Rich Boo negotiates her salary, runs a side hustle, and shares childcare. Broke Boo waits passively, prioritizes others' needs, and shoulders burdens alone. Million-dollar decisions create time, energy, and opportunities. Broke-ass decisions deplete resources and limit growth. Examples include hiring help versus doing everything yourself, investing in growth versus stagnating, and negotiating versus accepting first offers. Women often make broke-ass decisions, seeking approval, associating with underachievers, and operating from scarcity mindsets. The WSABM formula guides better choices. Want, check desires. Shoulds, align with values. Action, determine steps. Body, notice physical responses. And more, focus on gains over costs.
When we talk about boundaries, we're talking about power. Women have been conditioned to manage both visible household chores and the invisible workload, the mental and emotional labor of household management. Research shows 90% of women feel solely responsible for organizing and delegating these tasks. Professional house managers earn $100,000 plus annually, meaning women perform an equivalent second job without pay. This unpaid work impacts career advancement, as constant multitasking and context switching, costing 23 minutes per interruption, depletes energy for professional growth. Boundaries aren't about controlling others. They're about managing your own responses. An unenforced boundary is worse than none at all. Women often struggle with enforcement due to social conditioning that prioritizes others' feelings over their needs. To enforce boundaries, eliminate unnecessary niceness, distinguish true generosity from being taken advantage of, and say no without explanation. Disagreeable women earn over $3,000 more annually and are perceived as more competent.
Calculate your boundary costs using your effective hourly rate, monthly income divided by monthly work hours. 5 weekly hours of unpaid favors at $31.25 per hour equals $625 monthly, over $10,000 annually. Start with small no's and build gradually.
Research shows 95% of success comes from habitual associations. This particularly impacts women, as 48% of female founders lack mentors and are 28% less likely to have strong professional networks. While network quality often depends on systemic factors like location and education, research from Northwestern University shows high-achieving women thrive best with 2-3 close female peers who provide authentic feedback and support. To build your million-dollar squad, evaluate connections through 5 lenses: wealth, opportunities, energy, motivation, power, influence, peace, support, and joy, positive reinforcement. Join communities aligned with your interests and invest in relationships through strategic generosity, promoting others, making introductions, or nominating them for recognition. Create your own community if you can't find the right fit. Regularly assess your network using this framework and gracefully distance yourself from draining connections.
Our vision of what's possible shapes our reality. When Rogers saw a $2.7 million dream home, she calculated a $25,000 monthly lifestyle cost and began strategizing while embodying her future successful self. Feeling states drive success more than numbers. When you feel like a million-dollar badass, you become one faster. Small upgrades that make you feel good spark income-generating actions. Within 3 years, Rogers achieved her $300,000 salary goal and built her dream house. A million-dollar vision should be a BHAG, big, hairy, audacious goal. Clear, compelling, and achievable with stretch. Research shows specific, difficult goals outperform vague ones. Being scared-sighted motivates through the risk factor. Calculate your dream life's monthly cost across categories like home, recreation, and self-care. This specific number becomes your concrete goal. Start embodying that woman immediately. Studies show people in formal attire think more like CEOs. Focus on behaviors that make you feel emotionally rich to become financially rich.
The impossible is only impossible until you do it. Rogers presents the $10,000 in 10 days challenge, an amount that can transform lives through debt payment or financial security. To generate quick cash, create offers that provide substantial upfront capital and solve urgent client problems while preserving your energy. The challenge involves 5 steps: set your money goal, or increase it by 30%, choose a meaningful reward, decide what to sell, schedule your 10 days, and build an accountability team. When tested with her club, 350 women generated $2.3 million in 10 days. Success doesn't require elaborate tools, just a clear offer that delivers specific results, taking clients from their problem to their desired outcome. Becoming a millionaire means making million-dollar decisions, choices that bring peace, power, or prosperity. These decisions compound to create million-dollar years and eventually million-dollar months, proving anyone can build a prosperous future.